living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
So did you know that there is a healthy omega-6 fat? Omega-6 fatty acids have received a bad rap, but one of them, gamma-linolenic acid, or GLA, is known for its health-promoting benefits. So let me back up just for a sec here, because I talk about omega-3s all the time. And as a matter of fact, I've even talked about a certain ratio of omega-6s versus omega-3s. Now, omega fats in general are polyunsaturated fats, so we want to be consuming more of those. That's a good thing. However, in the standard American diet, we tend to get way more of the omega-6s versus the omega-3s. Omega-6 fats come from animal protein and dairy, whereas the omega-3s are going to be found mostly in the plant kingdom, nuts, berries, stuff like that, and of course, fish oils. Although the fish really don't have omega-3s. It comes from the algae, but okay, there you go. So omega-6 animal, omega-3 plants, right? And we tend to overconsume the omega-6s and we don't get enough omega-3s. You know, a healthy diet is probably somewhere between, you know, about a 2-to-1, 3-to-1, maybe even a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s versus omega-3s. That would be healthy. But the average American is eating a ratio that's probably closer to 20-to-1. You know, so for every one omega-3, you know, we're eating, we're consuming about 20 omega-6s, and that is causing some problems because omega-6s in that type of overload can be pro-inflammatory, and we know that inflammation is the common denominator of all age-related disorders. So we need to up the omega-3s, but that doesn't mean there aren't healthy omega-6s. I think that's kind of got blurred in the discussion a little bit when we talk about needing more omega-3s, less omega-6s. The take-home message for a lot of people is that there's no healthy omega-6s, and that's not true. There is a very healthy omega-6 fat called GLA, gamma-linolenic acid. So let's talk about the health benefits of GLA, and this is a omega-6 fat that you could be consuming in larger quantities. So let's start with the first one, which is important. It turns out that even though GLA is an omega-6, it reduces inflammation, which is unlike most other omega-6 fats, right? You know, most omega-6 fats that come from animal protein turn into arachidonic acid in your body. And arachidonic acid is at the forefront of pro-inflammatory pathways. Well, GLA doesn't do that. GLA actually converts into a molecule known as PGE1, prostaglandin E1. That actually helps to reduce inflammation. So GLA is kind of like that unique omega-6 in that it doesn't promote inflammation, and it actually can help. There's even some evidence out there that GLA can inhibit the inflammatory enzymes like the COX enzymes, COX 1 and 2. That's what aspirin focuses on, curcumin from turmeric focuses on and inhibits. There's even some evidence that GLA inhibits lipoxygenase, which is another enzyme that's pro-inflammatory. So GLA actually reduces inflammation, unlike other omega-6s. There's also evidence that GLA can fight cancer. Yeah, there was a Petri dish study, those are called in vitro studies, of human breast cancer cells. They noticed that most omega-6s actually stimulated the adhesion of these breast cancer cells. And remember, I've talked about this before, when breast cancer cells stick together, they form kind of like a sheet of cancer cells. Well, that's the beginning of metastatic spread, and that's where cancer really becomes deadly. And omega-6 fats, because they're pro-inflammatory, are increasing the adhesion of these cancer cells together, promoting eventually down the line metastatic disease. Well, since GLA is anti-inflammatory through the production of prostaglandin E1, there's evidence that it might be able to prevent metastatic spread. And that comes from the journal Nutrition and Cancer way back in 1995. There was a different study that showed GLA was able to decrease tumor growth in rats for 12 days. That was published in the Molecular and Cellular Biochemistry in 2001. So not only is GLA working through some anti-inflammatory properties to decrease cancer cell adhesion, but there's also some evidence that it actually is able to decrease tumor growth in general, just more tumor cells dividing. GLA may also be able to treat eczema. Yeah, in a double-blind trial of evening primrose oil, which is probably the most popular source of GLA, primrose, treatment for 12 weeks improved inflammation, dryness, and itching in patients with atopic eczema. Or atopic dermatitis, same word. That was published in the British Journal of Dermatology in 1987. In another trial, GLA supplementation reduced symptoms and decreased antihistamine use in children suffering from eczema. So that's really awesome. Trying to get some people off antihistamines can be really tough when you're treating dermatitis. And so seeing that something like an omega-6 fat, GLA can decrease the dependency on those kind of drugs is actually good news. There's some evidence that this very unique omega-6 fat, gamma-linolenic acid, alleviates pain, specifically neuropathic back pain. There was a study, they used GLA with lipoic acid, potent antioxidant, one of my favorite antioxidants. It's a very unique antioxidant. But I won't get into that. So GLA plus lipoic acid significantly improved symptoms and decreased disability of patients with back pain in comparison to those who underwent only exercise rehabilitation. That was from the International Journal of Immunopathology, 2009. We, you know, at Life Extension, we've talked about GLA and its use in weight loss quite often. An article published in the Journal of Nutrition 2007 showed that GLA for 1 year reduced weight gain in obese humans. You know, so it has some application in obesity at least. And so that's good news there. GLA may also be able to alleviate, premenstrual syndrome symptoms. There was a lot of historical and anecdotal studies reporting that GLA was able to reduce pain from menstruation, probably because of its actions through prostaglandin E1, which is anti-inflammatory. So I wanted to bring this up because I think I'm guilty of this as well. We've been promoting omega-3s so much that I think we've done a disservice to this other group of fats called omega-6s. Yes, we need to consume less omega-6s. There's no doubt about that. We need to get more closer to that ratio, that 4-to-1 omega-6 to omega-3 ratio, maybe 3-to-1, 2-to-1. There are some doctors who say the best ratio is 1-to-1. For every omega-3 that you eat, you know, you can have an omega-6, 1-to-1. So I do think we need to decrease our consumption of omega-6 fats, which means less animal product, but that doesn't mean all omega-6 fats are unhealthy. It doesn't even mean they are unhealthy. It just means we need to have a better balance. Doesn't it always come down to that word, balance? Right, there is a healthy 6-to-3 balance. 4-to-1, 3-to-1, 2-to-1, maybe even 1-to-1. But remember, GLA is an omega-6 fat that eases inflammation, reduces cancer, helps with pain and eczema. Check it out. This is Healthy Talk. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.